As our guru said over and over again, the life and the teachings of Jesus are universal. They are not meant for just a particular denomination of religion, a particular sect. They are universal for the entire human family, just as the science of yoga is universal. And our guru spoke again and again of how important it is for us to differentiate between Jesus, the man, whose life was such an inspiration down these many centuries, to differentiate between Jesus, the man, and the infinite Christ consciousness that incarnated and expressed through him. That Christ consciousness, that's the promise. That's the goal for each one of us, that each of us can attain. I think of all of the sayings and teachings from the New Testament, from the Gospels, the teachings of Jesus, of all of the sayings, probably the one that Paramahansa Yogananda quoted and referred to more than practically any other saying, any other teaching, was this one from the Gospel of St. John, where he says, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." And our guru, so beautifully, let me share these powerful words from him, speaking to each one of us about this, about the truth, and about the mission, about the great blessing that he brought for all humanity. He said, "My duty is to urge you to seek him for yourself, to seek God for yourself, so that you all become like Christ. For that is the true nature of your soul. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Receive that infinite consciousness. If you utilize your vast mind power in meditation, the light of God will shine through you." And our guru went on to say, "These great teachings are enumerated in the weekly lessons and are sent out all over the world. Our primary purpose is to give divine communion to everyone and to remind them that God is the source of all power. You don't need to seek anything else, because when you find him, you find everything else. We teach the techniques by which you can seek the giver of all gifts. It is so simple. It is something that can be done by all. It is within the reach of all who will make the effort." And then the master says, "When I see people who are taking a real interest in finding God, that is the greatest joy. And as long as I shall speak, I shall say, seek God within yourself. That is what India taught me. That is why the masters and Christ sent me here. That you may establish in your own consciousness a temple of Christ consciousness, Krishna consciousness, the unchangeable Kutasta consciousness. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but nothing shall destroy these imperishable temples in this life or beyond." Again, that is the security, that is the rock, the imperishable foundation of divine assurance, that these difficulties and challenges the world is passing through are very effectively and very forcefully reminding us about, as he said, that we establish in our consciousness a temple of Christ consciousness, a temple of Krishna consciousness, of the unchangeable Kutasta consciousness, and then knowing that whether heaven and earth pass away, nothing will destroy those imperishable temples in this life or the beyond. Guruji went on to say, I used to give healings, but I found that after receiving healing of the body, people went away and forgot about God. But as soon as you heal your soul, and you will have everything. So start now. Start now. If you study the teachings even theoretically, you will know all there is to know about religion. And if you practice them, you will come to know God even as Christ knew him.